Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code TMOS, and sign up now. Here's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Just remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Mara Show is always timely. It's always topical. It's always right on the pulse of what's going on in our listening audience. And that's why I'd like to present a little impromptu song for all of you listeners right now.
Nice.
Because certainly I'm aware of it today. Here we go.
Going back to school, going back to school. All those kidlings are going back to school. Don't smoke marijuana, you're going back to school. Lord, oy, look at those pictures, going back to school. That's right, kids, you're going back to school. Don't be a fool, you're going back to school. Do what your teacher says, listen to your pappy. Don't get silly and don't get savvy. Oh, going back to school.
All right. kids are going back to school.
Yes,
right?
They are. And, you know, today. It used to be such a big deal in my house, Mike. You know, today, Carrie and I weren't even there when they left for school.
But you got the picture out. Well, you got the picture out. And let me just say, as someone who has inundated social media with pictures of his own children, I'm talking about me.
Right.
And I'm talking about my daughter's high school graduation. Pictures, 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 pictures. And as someone who has a wife that doesn't pick a radish that it doesn't go up on Facebook, let me say I am trying to be a non-hypocrite here and trying to say, okay, but at the 500th picture, and 11th grade, you know, I'm not sure next year when Julia's going to 11th grade that warrants the picture.
Well, it would be 10th grade next year.
10th grade. But 9th grade, you know, freshman of high school, that's a big day.
It's a milestone. And also, I did note this, that she's wearing, I think, the same back-to-school outfit I wore on my freshman day of high school, although in a different size, the denim jacket with the band pins on it. It's back in vogue, and it's been 30 years.
Is it really back in vogue, or is it just her goth people?
That's lots of denim.
No, I don't think
denim's everywhere.
Like, she's a lot of things, but goth ain't one of them.
I just remember that day that she scowled at me with the black hair. I will never get over that.
She's back to her natural hair color, and she's internalizing her hate, so it's good.
She is? Okay, so she's that's good, and she's a freshman in high school. And
right.
And today, apparently, this is the mother load. All the kids are going back to
No longer do we wait till
after Labor Day. Most people don't wait till. I think maybe some counties up here, they wait till
after Labor Day. Fairfax is still waiting till after Labor Day, I think.
D.C. goes back today.
And Loudoun went back today. And Loudoun, of course, has 8 billion kids. So
many counties in Maine go after the big moose hunt.
Of course.
No, I don't know.
And that really is only the counties in Maine that provide schooling.
Do you see the school buses driving around?
Not yet. So I think maybe seriously they are after Labor Day, which is the way it should be.
I agree.
Because Lord knows this is, I've lost a lot of drinking buddies up here, and it's just not fun with all the kids going back to schools in their various parts of the world, and that's what it's all about. So happy return to school. And
welcome all that additional traffic back to our roads in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. What a fun ride in today. It's like someone flipped a switch.
So does that ruin it? Does it make it even worse for you?
Actually, it's chronicled that it does affect the school buses and all the kids driving to school.
Yep.
Does affect the volume of traffic.
Yeah, it's like 40% worse.
Yeah, I'd say 25.
40%?
According to studies, about 40% of that traffic is people taking their kids to school.
That's fair.
Wait, you mean our traffic in D.C. is now 40% worse?
Yeah, that's the summer vacation, Mike, isn't about not going to work. It's about getting to work easier.
Yeah, like 40 minutes today, but next week it'll probably be an hour.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know why that's good news for me, boys?
Why is that, boys?
Staying in town. Not going out to the orderly. Staying in town. I'm at a crappy hotel just a few steps from the station. Staying in town when I come to see you. Yeehaw.
All right. Anyway, that's true. I am doing that. I'm looking forward to not having to fight that, because I think you boys would agree that even though I visit you only 2-3 times per year, and maybe we see each other somewhere on the road, that I can bring a tremendous amount of stress in that brief week that I'm here when I'm fighting that traffic. I can't do it. Oh, incidentally, I talked to somebody who said when you get out of it, when you leave it, when you no longer do it regularly, that's when you can't handle it anymore. And that's exactly 2.5 hours. Not going to do it.
Oh, it's like arsenic, Mike.
It's muscle memory.
It's arsenic. You built up a tolerance to it, so arsenic couldn't kill you.
That's right.
It
exactly.
was the only thing that was keeping you alive were the trace amounts of arsenic.
That's it.
That Carla was putting in your pancakes.
That's it. And so, I mean, I feel, even though it's a week, it's a full week before Labor Day.
Yes.
I feel as though, you know, that it's that time. I mean, it's just, it feels that way. Even though it's hot still, it still feels, you know what's weird?
What?
It feels like hot fall up here. It feels like hot fall.
Hot fall.
Great movie.
Sounds like a band name, doesn't it?
Yeah, there are Gabe's. There are Gabe's this weekend. No cover.
Yeah, I was. Hey, let me tell you, Hot Fall. Hot Fall is going to be appearing this weekend. It's going to be fantastic. But to all the children, I wish you. I never got really super uptight about the beginning of school. Maybe in middle school, I was a little
seventh
dicey.
Grade was weird for me. The night before seventh grade, I remember
seventh
flipping
grade.
Out.
I was I had a little knot in my stomach because the kids are that's kids at their absolute pinnacle of cruelty. They can be cruel during high school, but they're not nearly as cruel as they are in seventh and eighth grade. That's when you are making the transition between being just out of it as a little crumb cruncher and a mean adult, and so the cruelty zone is super impactful.
That's where
that
they
particular
change.
Time.
Yeah,
they decide their path in life is going to be something that's either going to be for good or evil.
Yeah,
I think
they get the talk from the uncle from Spider-Man.
You know, I was around a lot of children, and you might argue that you can tell even earlier than that which direction the child's going to go. But I will tell you this, that I think that the pathway is set probably by 3 or 4 years old. However, you see it in its purest form when they are in middle school. You see those, and I was screwed over in middle school a couple of times by just the meanness, there's no look at you.
No, I was just making a joke about screwing.
All right, Jared. That's fine.
Hey.
That's no problem.
Hey, simply a joke.
That's Jared in the news today, so something you might want to stick around on the Mike O'Mara Show. Also want to give a salute out to Marcus Serta and Merle Rogers, one of our funnier listeners, a fantastic edition of O'MaraCast this week. But Marcus, really, since the show is O'MaraCast, I would appreciate you talking about the Mike O'Mara Show somewhere in the first hour and 20 minutes.
Hey, be nice to him. It's his birthday, don't you know?
I said happy birthday to Marcus today.
Have you ever had a home-baked cake with candles in it?
Marcus is celebrating his 70th birthday today, and we couldn't be happier. So that's
best to him, and of course his wife, Celine.
Celine, that's right. Well, you know, and I think it's incredible that with all the publicity that Marcus gets through O'MaraCast and doing a radio show up there in Vermont, that nobody has ever really beaten him up over the fact that his wife is an incredible multi-platinum recording artist.
And she has a residency, doesn't she?
She has residency in Las Vegas. Marcus gets all the baked goods he wants at home. That's it.
Yes. Have you ever had a hit record about a boat sinking?
I tell you, when Celine is baking those corn muffins and singing Ave Maria, the circus house is that the circus house? The Serta house is where I want to be for
There's
for
nothing,
Christmas.
Mike. I tell you what, just last week I had one of her delicious lemon dill bundt cakes, and it's a game changer.
Bundt cake?
Did you have the one that was in the shape of a penis?
I did!
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mrs. White, you've been paying our friend the blackmailer ever since your husband died under, shall we say, mysterious circumstances.
Oh, I didn't kill him.
Then why are you paying the blackmailer?
I don't want a scandal, do I? We had had a very humiliating public confrontation. He was deranged. He was lunatic. He didn't actually seem to like me very much. He had threatened to kill me in public.
Why would he want to kill you in public?
I think she meant he threatened in public to kill her.
Oh. Was that his final word on the matter?
Being killed is pretty final, wouldn't you say?
And yet he was the one who died, not you, Mrs. White, not you.
What was he like?
He was always a rather stupidly optimistic man. I mean, I'm afraid it came as a great shock to him when he died, but he was found dead at home. His head had been cut off, and so had his, you know. I had been out all evening at the movies.
Do you miss him?
Well, it's a matter of life after death. Now that he's dead, I have a life.
But he was your second husband. Your first husband also disappeared.
But that was his job. He was an illusionist.
But he never reappeared.
He wasn't a very good illusionist.
I'm afraid you gave yourself away.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
Don't need any help from me, sir.
That's right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. All right, Rob, you and Todd Moore wrote it. You're yes, going to have to tell me what kind of delivery. Who do you wish? What are you looking for as far as the delivery for this particular spot for Todd's latest wonderful creation?
His original request was that of a German scientist, as you
recall. That's
in
the game. That's right. In the game, right?
So I think you know who'd be good for this, and you don't do this one very often. I'd like to hear Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're going to go low with the music.
Then. Yeah, well,
okay.
Actually, we have special Spill Zone music.
Okay. new from TM Soft. It's
great.
Spill Zone. Spill Zone is a brand new puzzle game. How about that? Where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. It's unique, challenging, utterly addictive. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. So, get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with this fun new app. You can play through all the challenging levels in the single-player mode and keep track of your friends' progress by connecting with Google Play, Facebook, and Game Center. Isn't that great? Or try the multiplayer mode where you take turns with your friends to determine the true Spill Zone champion. Visit SpillZone.com. I'm sorry, that's Spill.com. Not
no, Spill.zone.
Oh, sorry. Let's try that again, shall we? My bad. Visit spill.zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. Best of all, it's free. That's Spill Zone. That's spill.zone. That's not going to work for me. Spill.zone. Redo it. Spill Zone. One small pour for man. One giant spill for mankind. Yeah, that's great. Warning. Consult your lab technician to see if Spill Zone is right for you. Spill Zone may cause reduction in caring about responsibilities. Do not play Spill Zone while operating heavy machinery. Pregnant women may make their babies smarter by playing Spill Zone. If device overheats or vibrates, seek shelter and cover head. Thank you. That's Spill Zone.
Nice.
It's a great game. I played it yesterday. It's like they say, it takes a second to learn it and a lifetime to master. It is so fun.
I think you're going to love it. I know Carla's going to love it.
Yes.
That is, he is a genius, and he's our genius, and we're very proud of what he's accomplished. And the only thing I would ask is that he, if he somehow wakes up one morning and one of these games has morphed into Minecraft territory and he has purchased, just throw us a taste. I mean a small taste. That's mm-hmm. all I would ask, just to keep this podcast going.
Afloat.
That's what I would like him to do. So
wouldn't he technically be throwing us a taste as he's advertising for 4 weeks?
Based on the checking account that I was looking at, that is
we need a bigger tank.
That is maybe a lick of the ice cream cone, as far as I'm
concerned.
You want
a bite. You want a bite instead of a lick.
And by the way, he is throwing us a taste doing that, but that does not absolve him of the fact that when he, you know, as your personal friend, when he hits the big time with that. But Spill Zone's great. the compulsion or whatever that one
compulsive.
Was. Compulsive. That was great. And Angry Birds. I mean, who can argue with that one?
That's yeah. true.
That was
remember
fantastic.
When he invented the flashlight app for the iPhone? Oh,
absolutely. That's right. And tight noise was
white
great.
Noise. White noise.
White noise. White noise.
Tight noise is different.
For that. So, well, happy day. Happy birthday to Marcus Serta. Happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Paul, who celebrated his birthday over the weekend. And we had a great family gathering, and it was delightful. And unfortunately, the gag that I did 2 years ago, I reprised that this year. And here's the gag. This is a very funny gag. My little son comes out over in Bar Harbor, Maine. They have these schlocky tourist joints. You get right. them in every beach town or every tourist town known to mankind, and they sell these lovely little PJs that you get. Excuse me, there it is. Thank you. And so these PJs, the first year were, it was a moose onesie with flap, and it had the flap with the, and maybe some sort of moose reference on the front.
Sure.
And then it was all brown, like you were a moose, with the tan sleeves and the flap in the back.
Yeah.
And what I acquired was a 1 year old onesie, or actually really an infant onesie for
right.
my son at
baby
the time,
sized,
because it was 2 years ago. He was a newborn, so I had a newborn onesie for him, and then I found an adult medium for my rather petite brother-in-law, and so he was presented with the onesie, and it was a small, intimate family birthday celebration, and he put it on. And it was just a great photo op and fantastic. So flash forward 2 years. I missed the one last year, but this year I'm going to be up here again for his fabulous birthday celebration, and I had one goal in mind. My one goal was to get over to Bar Harbor and get my hands on some schlocky, touristy, moose-themed pajamas, which they can't invent enough of these suckers, okay?
They is it always can't. Moose? Because I would think a lobster-themed one would also be an option.
You know, it depends on what store you're looking at. And,
sure.
You know, and I realized that when I was going to Canada this summer, I could have acquired six
yeah.
of these
yeah.
in Jackman, Maine. Jackman.
It's owned by Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, it's or you know, they do something in the winter up there. I'm not sure. But
and
the fact
summer.
Is, it's I didn't get that. So it was a last minute thing. I went over to Bar Harbor, and we were over there early. And
did you go by boat?
Maybe, yeah, we went by
I
boat.
I love
and,
that. I
and
love
hopefully,
that.
Hopefully the stores were going to open up early, and we were going to be there. And they did. I guess people that buy that kind of crap are known to roll into a store at 8 a.m.
We crack there, of dawn yeah. saying, I need tchotchkes.
Right.
I need tchotchkes.
Oh, it's fantastic. It
Do
was fantastic. 8 a.m. Yeah. I mean, isn't that great? You know,
it
I'm
is.
Sure the employees don't like it. You know, you're opening up at 7:30 for people to come in and go, hey, can I have
There's
the lobster hat?
Yeah. A lot of people that are about to catch a flight that forgot to get something and they run down to get something.
That's
well,
right.
Well, you know, whatever the reason, it worked out for me. And as we walk into this one store, I said, I am looking for an embarrassing pair of pajamas. And the first person, you know, once again, it's all, you know, how our show works. It's all about who gets it and who doesn't get it. And, you know, probably at 8:15 in the morning, after we have already enjoyed a nice little breakfast with the boy,
sure.
You know, perhaps that's not the best time for my shtick. So the one person was just like, what? I'm like, okay. I said, pajamas? You mean for, and this was the quote, you mean for sleeping? And I'm like,
oh,
okay. I know it's really, really early.
Pajamas
do you sell,
for sleeping.
Yeah. Do you sell work. Novelty pajamas? And then she didn't understand novelty either, because when someone says back to you, novelty. And I'm not at this point, I'm not playing anymore. I just want to get out of this store, because she doesn't get it. She doesn't get the joke. She doesn't get anything. So she said, they sell, I think, pajamas at the Acadia shop just down the road, and that was helpful. So
that's something
I know
anyway.
Exactly where that shop is, because it's like on the corner, right?
yeah,
I remember where it is.
Not exactly on the corner, but it's you know, they're all on the corner, basically.
Fair.
That's the way it all.
Small
so
town.
We walk down, and we walk into another shop in between, and it was just T-shirts and sweatshirts. And then we finally get to this last shop, and Carla says, look at this display. And I look over, and on the rack is Bat Moose.
Hey!
Bat Moose pajamas.
That's great.
In an adult size and a children's size.
You winner.
And this is how pathetic my life is. I am instantaneously transported into a state of euphoria.
Of course.
Because
set out to do something and you made it happen.
Yes.
I'm and looking so at them it, now. It was,
and I now and originally I, we had to do a little handoff with the boat because my sister, it's my sister's boat too, had to hand it off to the nephew because he was going into the good old town too. So we're kind of like, and I was tasking him with it and I was glad because this meant I didn't have to do this. So we get the adult medium Bat Moose pajamas, which is...
What are their style?
It's a black shirt with the moose with the cape and cowl on the front. On the front, and then the pants that have little individual bat mice or bat moose, bat mooses all over the front.
That is,
do you have it?
Yeah.
There's bat moose. There's bat moose. So that's the. It's beautiful.
You know what those are, Mike? Those are novelty flame retardant adult pajamas for sleeping.
Do you have large cocktail party music, Rob?
Because I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Biggest crowd you could possibly get. So the thing is, we get it, and I'm really just, you know, it was my one thing. It's my one little gag. It's cute. The little guy's cute. I have it all planned out. We'll bring him to this birthday party in one outfit, and then we'll have him do a costume change when we're there, and he will come down in his bat moose, and everybody will think he's so, so very cute. And then right before we're going to put him down for the night because we're at the family house where he's going to have his little pack and play up there, we'll bust out the gift, and he will toddle over to Paul, to his Uncle Paul,
right,
and hand him the bat moose.
Lay out. Perfect.
What I didn't anticipate was that that my sister was inviting a few more people than the family gathering we had.
No.
And because of that, I was doomed, that the gag was doomed. The gag, because the original gag is cute little baby presents the gift, and then Paul maybe ducks in to another room and comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no, there was so much going on at this party. There was just it was crowded. Everybody was yapping. Everybody was talking. Michael was there, my little son, with all the other kids running around. And so at the time, I had to be this guy. I said, "Excuse me. Can we have your attention, please, for just a second?" And I realized that you're the guy that does that,
yes,
and people are engaged in conversation, no one pays attention. Or at least for me, nobody pays attention. You know,
yeah.
It's just like my sister, one of my sister's friends and one of my relatives, these two hens are up on the porch and they're chatting. And so it's going, and I'm like, "Excuse me, I've got a little birthday presentation." And they look up and they go, and they go right back to it. And so what am I going to do? Am I going to go, "Hey, shut the f*** up for a second"?
Oh, no.
am I going to say that? I don't want to, but I did want to.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. So I kind of ham-handedly arrange Paul to sit like on that front stair we have at the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I have little Michael come over, and he's doing his bit. At least up until the gift presenting time.
Is he dressed in the pajamas?
Yeah.
We folded up the Bat Moose pajamas. He's dressed in his Bat Moose pajamas.
Okay.
And Rob, if you can't find the cocktail party, please. I am so tired of looking at your fingers dancing around that machine that you should memorize. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the box and it's wrapped nicely. And inside, it's like the box that would hold a little ice bucket.
Okay.
And so it's a little bait and switch too, right?
Nicely done.
I put some thought into this. Carla helped with the whole put it in the box thing. It's cool. And at this point, everybody's, you know, they're doing what you do at a cocktail party. Nobody gives a rat's ass. They're all looking in a different. And so there's only one person that this little routine is for, okay? His name is Mike O'Mara.
Well, you did it. You're doing some shtick for yourself because
I'm doing this because it brings me great joy. Paul putting on a silly outfit brings me tremendous joy, okay? and by the way, there are enough players at this party where everybody's kind of, you know, kinda sucking up to the right people, and
sure,
it's just not gonna go down, okay?
But,
and I know it's not gonna, but I thought at least we'll have the cute moment of presenting, and so Michael brings over and he's got the ice thing. I said, "Well, it's not an ice chest," and Paul kind of laughs at this, and it's like, "Oh," and then my sister, he takes it out, and my sister puts her hand over her forehead and goes, "Oh God," and I'm like, success, success. This is great. And then at that moment, Michael does a straight beeline for the seawall and is running towards the rocks.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, so I have to pull away from this. Carla is talking to somebody else at this point, my wife, my one ally. She's going, oh, that's cute. And then everybody else goes, that's cute. Back to there. It's a, and I'm just, I wanted it to be more of a focal point because, you know, I'm a performer.
Of course.
You know, that's how that works. And
you
boom,
can't and truly make him feel awkward if no one's paying attention.
Yeah, and the other thing is there are enough people at this party that that you know you've got the volume. I'm the same way where I know there's not going to be any kind of costume change. So it's like oh yeah, it's like oh that's adorable. So you're silly. And then the jammed back into its box, put off to the side, and then he's. I'm told the next day what a hysterical card he got from somebody. So that's it. that's it. I mean, I put some labor into this. You know what I mean? To this gag, I truly wanted this to be funny, and it just it's the whole.
You committed. To the bit.
It's the ABCs of me, okay? Yeah. And that's not to mention that for the entire week leading up to this party, my wife and I were having the discussion. I said, we should bring the pack and play and put him down because it's not going to be, you know, it starts at 5:30, but it's going to go late. We're going to eat late.
Right.
No, absolutely not. No, no. Your sister said it's not going to be that late. It's going to be fine. I said, we should bring the pack and play. It really would be a good idea to bring the pack and play from our house. No, we don't need that. We don't need the pack and play. I got that at one point. We don't need the pack and play. So we get down to the party. 15 minutes. We're at the party. You should probably go back home and get the pack and play. Jesus.
And what's worse about all of this is that you... Mm-hmm. Really wanted to just bring the pack and play. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I wanted to bring the pack and play. It would have been a process on one end, but it would have been the process. So once the landing gear came down to Party Town, that the landing gear was down and Daddy could relax. No, because if you add up the mileage, that is, there's gone. So it was back up to the house 2 miles to get the pack and play, drive down back the other 2 miles. Now you might say, well, that's really not that far. No, it's not. But it's a drive and it's getting the pack and play. So it break down the pack and play. Get the little little monkey. I get Monk. I get Monk. I get Mr. Moose. I get Larry the Loon. Okay, Manny the Moose. Sorry, Manny the Moose.
Yeah, get
Larry
it right,
Loon. That's
Mike.
Who he sleeps with. And I got Monk, and I get the pack and play. I put the pack and play in little pack and play Graco cheap garbage crap zipper bag that it comes in, and the zipper breaks.
Oh,
on the pack and play.
No.
At this point, I was like, but when you're a man of my carriage and you prepare for a social gathering, occasionally with this humid weather we've been having, you sweat a little bit. I was fine. I was dry as a goddamn bone. I was absolutely incredible when I went to this party. By the time I've got Manny the Moose, Larry the Loon, Monk, and I've got the goddamn pack and play with the zipper breaking on the little container it's in. I'm sweating through my goddamn shirt. Do you understand what I'm doing?
I do. And you know what? This is no consolation to the fact that you were right all along.
Yes.
You knew that you needed the pack and play. But what happened is they've taken a victory and turned it into a loss.
We have built my child's sleep habits on a pattern of routine that has been overwhelmingly successful. So his sleep is everything. Putting him down and getting him to sleep, it is a perfect routine. You might say I'm raising an obsessive compulsive child. Well,
no.
I don't think so.
Far from
I'm actually
it.
Having it. So I get the thing and I drive down the 2 miles. Now we're at the 4 mile mark, okay? We're at the 4 mile mark, and as I get out of the car, I said, okay, we got the great coat with the zip thing, okay? We've got Monk, this little little sweater monkey, or whatever, the sock monkey.
Sock monkey,
puppet,
yeah.
Whatever the F it's
sweater
called.
Sweater kitten.
Right? We've got the Manny the Moose. Manny the Moose incidentally purchased the same place that I got those pajamas.
Nice.
And then we've got the Larry the Loon, ridiculously overpriced at some she kids store where some old bitch decides to overcharge.
Now,
not the lady from Ellsworth. She's very sweet.
Is Larry the Loon?
This was also in Bar Harbor.
Is this a bird or is it
it's a stuffed bird?
Or
it's
a mental patient?
Larry the Loon. That's me. That's me. As I am walking upstairs, and incidentally, two flights, you know, to go upstairs. Not really two flights, but it's kind of like, you know, the stairs.
There are stairs.
There are grand stairs.
I'm taking them up, and I'm taking them, and I'm not going up the back stair, which is a ladder practically.
Yes.
So I'm going up the other stair, and the sweat's pouring down. And I go, okay, got Larry the Loon. I got Manny the Moose and his two blankets that he has to stay. Two blankets, not here. Two blankets, not here.
Oh,
I come back down stairs. I say, Carla, you're going to have to go get the blankets. I'm not going to get the blankets. I said, okay, so I'm going to get the blankets. So we 2 miles. We're at the 6 mile mark. I go back in. This time I pick up two things. I pick up the blankets for the bed, and I pick up a bottle of Daddy's Juice, which is new Jameson's Black Label. Ooh. Thank you very much.
There you
because
go.
Because Jameson's Black Label brought it down to the house, and the total was 8 miles, an 8 mile trip, and setting up the pack and play. I come down to greet everybody like I've seriously just showered, just gotten out of fully clothed out of a shower.
No.
And, you know, then later on it was the wonderful moment that really didn't go over. But other than that, it was a great party.
Did the zipper break on the bottle of liquor?
No, it did not. No, but it's still down there. I have to figure out a way. I have to figure out a way that, because my cousin Teddy's down there this week.
Yes.
I have to figure out, like, kind of a cool way. Oh, how you doing? All right. Good. And I think really the only way that it's not going to be spotlighted is if I get back into the house and steal it.
How about this? Do you think it would work if you knocked on the door and when he answered, you just said, did I leave my stuffed loon here?
Or I do it like Walter Brennan and go, where's my whiskey?
Awesome, good.
Yeah, thank you. We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. Rob has a follow-up to his parent night at the high school.
Yes.
And your kids went back to school today. We'll do that. And Oscar had a weekend with Tomo. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, I'm on my
way. Joe, once upon a time, someone took a cheeseburger and added bacon to it. They made it better. Well, that's what we're doing with our murder mystery comedy show. We're adding bacon to it.
That's right. Rob Spiewak will be a part of our next show. It's called The Last Laugh, and you can see it September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets.
Will Rob get murdered?
Maybe.
Will Rob be the murderer?
Possibly.
Will he get drunk?
100% chance.
Again, September 4th, 7:30, Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Go to arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets. You're going to eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. And maybe, just maybe, one of you will get to take Rob Spiewak's life with your bare hands.
Now that's comedy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, when are you doing that, Rob?
That is September 4th at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House, and I've got my lines. We've been in rehearsal for months, and
that's
it's a
wonderful.
Great show. You're going to love it.
You know, I've been telling you about Touch of Modern for so long. Everybody wants to stay ahead of the latest styles and trends, but it's tough trying to find the next big thing. I am just looking at so many of the cool things they have at Touch of Modern.
Ever-changing,
they've got
this
brand new thing today called the Aqua Vault. Portable travel safe. It's just so very cool. If you're digging that last weekend at the beach, this is only, by the way, today on Touch of Modern, only $28.99. You're on the beach or pool. You want to go for a swim or stroll. What do you do with your valuables? Enter the Aqua Vault, a portable travel safe made of high-impact, durable ABS thermoplastic. This is $28. This is so cool for anybody that's taken, especially if you're going long distance and you throw that into your suitcase. This is fantastic. You get to put your stuff in the little Aqua Vault, and you can go to the beach and enjoy yourself. It's got a UV inhibitor to keep your items from overheating. This is so cool.
It's awesome.
And they get this kind of stuff. This is just a teeny microscopic example of the stuff they have at touchofmodern.com. They connect directly with top designers for timeless and unique products. Touch of Modern scours the globe for jaw-dropping tech gadgets just like this one. They also have vintage and new watches, home decor, men's fashion. Everything will get you noticed. Touch of Modern, new sales launching literally every day. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. And check out the Aqua Vault.
Aqua Vault.
So very, very
love
cool.
It.
I mean, I have been at a beach and been ripped off. So when I saw this, it jumped off the page. I thought I'd spotlight it for you.
You were a rube, Mike. You didn't have the Aqua Vault.
Yeah, a rove. You know what you are? You know what you are with all your valuables at the beach in Las Vegas? You know what you are with that giant Rolex watch that you put just next down to your beach chaise lounge? You know what you are? You're a rube. So Rob Spiewak, you were going to follow up on, you had a very nice story about the
lockers.
It's not a parent-teacher's conference. It's back-to-school night.
No,
what is
it wasn't
called?
Back-to-school night. This is parent night. This is
you go to everyone, by the way.
Well,
I mean, you go to back-to-school night, parent night, get to know your teachers night, see how your kid's doing.
Well, back to school night is, that's separate, and that'll be coming up, I think, this week or next week sometime. That's where you go in and do a mini day of your kid's schedule, and you go to every classroom and you meet the teacher and they talk for 8 or 9 minutes.
Do you think you'll be performing at all during her high school career? Do you think you will hit a stage of any kind for, or is that only elementary school?
I don't know, because I hosted her.
That's a great question.
I hosted
great
her question. Intermediate school talent show. And I was asked to do that, and I only did that once. I didn't like the way they ran it, and I turned them down last year.
Yeah, the production wasn't what it should have been.
Well, they didn't pay you either, right?
Well, no, they never pay. No. Like, there is no money. There will be no money. But what happened is they didn't notify me until like 4 days before the talent
show.
How
dare they?
Well, I mean,
you're a performer.
And so I said no. And I think that
they notified you 4 days before the show that they wanted you to host it?
They asked me on the first day of school, and then again 7 months later. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Now, hold on a minute. I don't mean to call you on that, but if they, that's, you're really conjuring there a little bit.
No,
if they
not asked at all. You, at
if
back
they
to school
asked
night,
you on the first day of school, then they didn't ask you 4 days before the event.
They said, when the event happens, would you host it? I said, yes, I'd love to host again. Okay?
Then you committed to it.
No, I didn't. I said I'd love to host again. But then there was no
word. Am I missing something? How is that not saying
I see where he's coming from. He said at the beginning of school, yes, I'll do it, right?
Yeah, and I said I'd love to host. But then they said nothing else.
You can't call someone 4 days before the event and say, remember when you said it's okay, and then expect him to have, A, that weekend free, that time allotted. We have lives outside of that, right?
So they don't give you a date.
No, they never gave me a date. It was just a vague sort of.
But you have given them a tentative commitment, and then they waited till 4 days before.
And I turned them down because I said this is not respectful. And you know what? I actually did tell them it's also not respectful to the kids with the lack of organization. Because I in the elementary school,
he showed them what's what.
In the elementary school,
he showed all those teacher volunteers what's what.
Well, in the elementary school, we do it right.
Way to pick on those poor ladies.
We do it right. So if they asked me to do it in high school, if they, you know. And by the way, my replacement was a high school kid.
Well, you know,
way to raise the bar.
That's the way you should be able to see that and say, you know, I don't have to go and do these things.
You don't have to, but you know what? If you care for your kids, you do. And Oscar, you'll know that someday.
Well, you didn't go this time.
Well, yeah, but you have to do things for your kids, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, clearly I know that.
So anyway, if the high school,
but you love the performing too.
I do, and I did host a gig at the high school once before. Do you remember when they had the low rent Globetrotters out there? And they asked me to go and do that, and they said, all you'll need to do is buy a ticket. I said, I'm hosting. I'm not going to buy a ticket.
Did I ever tell you, and I don't mean to get on
no, you're fine. Track,
did I ever tell you about the kids' auction when when I used to do my kid? The first year I did it, there were two parents that protested because they didn't like the Don and Mike show.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow.
And the principal of the school was so cool about it. He said, you know, I figured if we wanted a guy that was in the movies, Al Pacino's been in movies where they use bad words. That's his job. You know, and he was really super cool about
wow,
it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Backed me 1,000%. I did a couple of them after that. The last one I did, when I blew it off after this, my little saloon, my little restaurant, was, I think we gave away a dinner for eight and wine pairings with the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I didn't have a super, you know, deluxe, fancy gourmet restaurant, but we had decent food.
Yeah, good
and
food.
It was a nice evening. And I remember I couldn't get anybody to bid like over $800 on it. And you know, they were giving away toothpicks for $1,000 at this thing.
Yeah.
And then this lady, Richie McRichrich, donated. She would cook dinner in her home.
Oh, I hate
another,
when they do
for
that.
For another couple. And it got like $4,000. And I was so pissed off. It's like, okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike, for the dinner for seven at your restaurant. Now we've got Richie McRichrich, who's going to let everybody come and put their nose right between her ample little cheeks and sniff, and she's going to donate macaroni and cheese at her house for these couple. And they bid it through the roof, and I went, blow it out your butt, you elitist social climbing Richie Riches. I never went, and I never did it again. I never went went back again. It didn't help that you know, my table was a bunch of people just getting loaded. I'm white trash. I know that I'm white trash.
Yeah, but it's an you know what? That's an ugly and ugly thing when they get clicky and trendy like that.
Yeah, how dare
they exclude that for the benefit of the school? Yeah, you know, right? All they're doing is trying to help out.
I hate that. It's everything I hate about people with money. It's everything I hate about when they do that. When it's just like, oh, this would be lovely. We're going to kiss her ass and bid as high as we can. Oh, but that disc jockey with the restaurant. My God, we don't want to involve him. You know, then it was like then the hammer.
It was still in Manassas, though, right?
No, it was out in Haymarket, Virginia.
Your restaurant?
The restaurant was in Manassas. Yeah. Yes, it was in Manassas.
Really,
what's wrong with that?
Manassas.
They'll go to a restaurant in D.C., Oscar. Yeah. They'll go to a restaurant in Washington, D.C.
I'm not talking about proximity. I'm talking about town. It was Manassas.
So you are talking about proximity.
Okay, so maybe you're telling me something I already know. But the fact is, it really sucked. I was really offended.
Oscar, no one likes a scab picker.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
So right. Anyway, so getting back to it, you had another evening.
This was parent night, and how this was set up, we didn't know until we got there. And I assumed it was going to be go, get there at 7 o'clock, sit
in the You didn't know what until you got there?
How the evening was going to fall out, this parent night. They just
said, hadn't been to a high school parent night.
They said, come to parent night and find out what you need to know about your kids, the rising freshmen, as they call
them. So, do they normally send out like a syllabus or something like that? They send a roadmap or Candyland map?
What they do, they send out some sort of email blast and said, this is tonight. And I talked to who I always talk to, Mike. Talked to the Chubbucks. I said,
"Okay." On that note, stop right there.
Okay.
Because anytime the Chubbuckses, anytime we get the Chubbuckses, and how is Mrs. Chubbucks?
Oh, both Chubbucks are wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good. We'll take a break. We'll finish this story when we come back.
Hot Chubbuck action coming up, Mike.
Chubbuck action right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful.
I like this.
This is The Weeknd. You actually, he performed it last night on the VMAs.
Yeah.
You can't feel your face.
It's the one I liked that you played the other day when Oscar did Oscarazzi, when he did the hits of the week.
Exactly. I like this a lot. Number three in the country this week, right?
Good man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep every night. Have you considered a Sleep Number bed but thought that you couldn't afford one? Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? That's the question you have to ask yourself. I've got some great news. There has never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store because all the beds, all of them, are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. That's right, Labor Day just around the corner. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's exactly right for me. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was an 85, as it is so often, and I love it. It actually repairs my back when I throw it out on the boat or playing golf or something like that because I really have woken up in the morning, gone to bed with back pain, and awakened in the morning with fantastic back health thanks to my Sleep Number bed. Carlos is a 65. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, and right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. You can save 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners that have purchased Sleep Number beds. You've told me how you love it, and you've also helped out the show by doing that.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Thank you very, very much. Don't forget to lay a finger aside of your nose and go, Parents Night!
No.
Say Mike O'Mara sent you.
Nice.
So, well, I mean, you seem to hold them to a high standard. You wanted to get some sort of, pamphlet?
No, you misunderstand me. I thought that it would just be sit down, be told about the school, then go home. I thought maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, really? So you didn't think it'd be a whole night?
So it was 7 o'clock, we get there, and they start handing out brochures, and it turns out that it's set up like back to school night. There are 9 7-minute meetings, all in different locations, so you have to walk around the school and go to
speed dating.
I've done that. I always talk about you being more of an engaged father, but I have done that myself, and it's. I understand they want you to meet all the teachers that
your
kids
this
are going
to
have.
This is not back to school night. Now we're just meeting administrators and counselors.
Ugh.
And at one point they said, God, this makes back to school night seem almost pleasant. I said, pleasant makes it seem like Disneyland. Because these people, I have never... if these are the people that are responsible for motivating my kids to learn,
yes.
Woe be unto my children. Mm-hmm. Because there was, of the nine of them, exactly one guy who was engaging. One guy that made it seem like, okay, this is a good thing that we're here.
Okay.
So
I don't want to attack educators at all.
No.
Because I love teachers,
don't do
okay?
That. No.
But I'm going to say this, that the administrators, let's just say in many of those circumstances, would you get the impression, would the word jaded be maybe a lifer? Would
beat
that
down.
Be another, would that be another, you know, that they've been in it and they didn't want to teach. They wanted to make
Mike,
more money.
Going
so,
through the
you
motions
know.
Is the impression yeah. I got with a lot of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're the bureaucrats. What they are, basically, they're the bureaucrats of the school system.
So we go in and we sit, you know, it's the auditorium. It's big. It probably seats like 900 people. It's a big yeah. high school auditorium. And you go in and there's the center aisle, of course, and then the seats that are closer to the stage and then the seats on the other side of the aisle further. I sit in like the second row of the seats that are further away, and some counselor comes in who is, as my one of my dad's favorite expressions, who's not quite as good looking as she thinks she is. And she says, because I saw her from a distance and I saw her up close. And that great.
Was she put together though? Was she put, did she have a nice outfit on? You know, did she have one of those kind of business,
no,
you know, kind of like that look?
No, no,
okay.
No.
Right.
You know what? She might be the cool counselor.
Yeah.
A little bohemian maybe.
Real? Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. not the look I was going for. So she says, so she stands in the middle of the auditorium and goes, I don't want to be that one, but I'm going to be that one. We all need to move closer to the front. We all need to move closer to the front so we can all hear. Okay?
You
okay.
didn't go, did you? You didn't, did you?
Because we
you
stayed right where row. We were. We stayed right
how
where
close
we were.
Were you?
They were
how
in
close
second
were you?
Row, right?
Yeah, you were second row,
yeah,
weren't
he was
you?
Close.
Yeah, we were
come
close.
Come on, tell me the truth. You were close.
We moved... No, we were in the second row of the further away section, and
okay.
so we moved up one row.
Okay.
Just so
all
we're
right.
in the front row. Actually, better leg room there. All and
right,
so it's Carrie on the aisle, then me, then Mrs. Chubbuck, then Mr. Chubbuck. And the teacher, and right as things start to begin at 7 o'clock, and we look at the little, we're all given a different colored piece of paper, and we realize all of our groups are going to be color-coded. And so, we don't want to be away from the Chubbuck. So we all determined that we're all going to be pink that night.
Okay.
And that is...
You're Mr. Pink.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I don't want to be Mr. Pink. I want to be Mr. Brown. You'll be Mr. Pink because I tell you to be.
Everybody. Nobody wants to be Mr. Brown.
Nobody wants to be Mr. Pink.
So right as the presentation is starting and the principal gets up, and the principal, I will actually give her credit. I spoke to her before the night was out. She was great. She was fantastic. As she starts to speak, a man comes in. After the presentation has begun, and you know, there's a way you come into like an assembly if it's begun.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't.
You slink in.
Yeah, you don't strut.
You tiptoe in, basically. You don't want to draw attention to yourself.
This guy came in and flopped down next to Mr. Chubbuck. Just boom. Now, I know okay. this guy, but I don't know this guy. Know
He's
who
been
he
with
is.
Your kids the whole time?
Well, I mean, yeah, right. His kids are, you know, they're equivalent to my kids grade-wise. So I
okay.
see him, like, at the neighborhood pool. And
pretty
at
good
Gavin's.
Dad turnout at this event? Pretty good dad ratio?
Pretty good double parent turnout. Most pairs of parents were there.
All right.
And he's talking to Rob.
It's pretty good with the divorce rate in Leesburg.
Hell yeah.
I think there was a couple divorces after the event, based on the event. And they start telling, and they do the initial talk, and they said, okay, group one is white, and you're all going to go with this student out the door. And so he keeps on talking. He's like,
you know, really? I
who's going to be our?
Taxes.
He
just,
says,
just
we're pink.
Home.
Just educate my kids.
And here is one massive organizational error. The third group they called.
Call
said,
me a bad parrot, Oscar. That's
I'm
me.
Hey, I'm
sorry.
With you, man. Mm-hmm.
The third group.
Let the little lady go. You take
like
care of business.
Like it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
Right?
The third group they called.
If you raise them right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Raise them right, they could be at a youth hostel in the middle of Siberia. They'd be fine.
Mike, teach okay. them one thing, that if they That's love right. their work, they'll never
yes.
work a day in their life.
Right. Right. Well, you know what I've always said about my kids, you know, teach a man to shop and he'll buy some steaks. Teach a girl to hunt and she'll provide food for the whole neighborhood.
Exactly.
What?
To be fair, Oscar, it sounds so much better in Latin, but it is written on his motorcycle. So a major organizational error is the third group that they call. They say, who has pink? Everyone stand. Okay, they stand and said, now,
this is Chubbuck.
Chubbuck. And then they say, everyone gather. And then they say, all right, you're going to stay here in the auditorium, so sit back down. And I said, what the hell are they doing? That should have been the last group they called. The people that stay in the auditorium should have been the last they call. So they call us all down again at the end to the front two rows. I'm in the front row, and behind me is Carrie and this dad, the late coming dad. And he's talking, not as they would say, sotto voce, Mike, but he's talking full volume. I don't understand why we're going to do all this stuff. I hope we learn a lot tonight. I don't know why the Chubbucks are even here. They have so many kids, they probably could be teaching this. And Carrie's, of course, Carrie's the perfect audience.
So Carrie's digging this.
Yeah.
Right.
I had passed by him on the way down.
Wait a minute,
was she
listening?
Oh, yeah, she was.
Oh,
I know.
Unusual.
Well, you know, she's in school. She's a follower. She loves being told where to go and what to do by people in power. As we were going to the front row of the auditorium, I grazed by this father, and there is the distinct smell of not just vodka, but gin.
Oh, sounds great.
Gin.
Yeah, it was gin. It was the smell
Daddy
of gin.
Daddy was a little loaded, huh?
Nice.
Before he showed
so
up.
We go through the first talk with the counselors, and
excuse me, Mr. O'Mara.
And none of them, to a person, can run the PowerPoint display.
Ah.
So they're saying, well, to graduate, your child needs 22 credits, and they click the button, and everything comes up that says peer counseling. So nothing matches. Nothing matches whatsoever. And again, they're horribly unengaging speakers to a point where they're looking at each other and saying, well, do you want to? Because if I could. And they're just not communicating.
And
you're
not learning anything.
Not
you're
at all.
They're not, wasting
it's why they're not teaching.
Time.
It's why they're not teaching anymore. It's why they're pushing paper and talking to kids about detention.
Meanwhile, Jen in the second row is saying, doesn't seem like they've got their act together. And Carrie goes, ah! And then the bell rings, and this is just me, but it pisses me off that the bell is not a bell. The bell just goes,
yeah, it's an electronic tone.
Yeah. And then you get the PA system.
Looking for your first session. If you want to be a follow your student in the second session, that is 6 months, then 7 minutes and 6 months. High school.
I said, okay. So we get up, and as we leave the auditorium, I'm side by side with Jin. And he says, how you doing? I say, if this is going to go on eight more times, tonight is really going to suck. He says,
these are the jaded parents. By the time you've got high school age kids, you've been through this drill.
Oh, yeah.
They ought to just respect that.
That
and
guy
especially
was just, he was upset that they didn't close his tab fast enough. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That's, he was late. He was late.
Look, we love our kids, but at the same time, you're slaying the dragon out there in Leesburg. A lot of these people have driven 2.5-3 hours to get home from their different jobs, you know? But let's keep them for 9 hours in the school.
So he brushes next to me, and I say, this is really going to suck. And he says, well, it might suck for you, but I got a little secret. I said, you do? He says, someone went to happy hour before they got here.
And, so he cops to it. I
and
respect
then
him.
He breaks he off, comes. And I turn to Carrie, and I said, hey, he thinks he's got a secret.
I love that.
As Johnny Carson would say, you're not fooling anybody. So
that's pretty intense. So what time did this thing start? What
7.
Time was 7, okay, so that's happy hour. Yeah. So he's probably been tuning up since about 5 o'clock.
So we go to a couple classrooms, and we get to one, and what's great is this is the chemistry classroom, and so it's got the beakers and the pipes and the gas knobs and everything,
right.
And it's being, I won't tell you what his title is, but I do know this, Rob Chubbuck, who has not an unkind word for anyone, when
right.
he spotted this guy in the auditorium, he said, see that one in the tie? He's a dick. I hate him. And
is this a parent or a teacher?
An administrator.
Oh, an administrator.
How does he know him?
Because the Chubbucks have had 35 kids.
Oh, okay.
And so they've dealt with every high school person.
So why does Chubbuck think he's a dick? Is he just
because
a hard
he
ass?
Tries to, he's not only the enforcer of attendance, but he tries to trick kids. Like he hides and stuff. He literally hides when they're trying to sneak off campus. So yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a Jared vibe on that. But so
nice.
I'm guessing, and Mike, this may shock you, but I've had a few drinks myself in the past.
Yes.
And do you know how even after you stop drinking, you can crest? You know, it can keep going.
Yeah, you actually haven't hit your peak yet, right?
This fella peaked. In the chemistry room. Because he gets in and he goes to Kristen and he says, do you remember that mint you gave me in the auditorium? can I have another mint?
Oh, my God.
And so the administrator starts talking, and I look back, and he's turning on and off the gas nozzles.
Oh, no. Oh, he's playing with things.
He's playing with the Bunsen burners. Thank God there's no gas coming out because, you know, they have like a master valve.
Of course.
But he's playing with it, and he is, you know, he's like a little kid that went to school.
I bet Mrs. Chubbix knows where that master valve is.
Yeah, she does.
I had to say that. I'm sorry.
But like any other kid that is ready to misbehave, every time we go into a classroom, there's the people that like sit at a desk right up front, yep. And then there's this guy who heads to the back and stands because he's a cool guy. You know, he's just going to stand. I'm not going to sit in a chair. And so he's playing with the gas.
You're just jealous because his legs are in better shape than yours.
I stood too. Thank you. But
my party this weekend, big standing party.
Oh, that's not
me.
Great.
I found the Adirondack within 5 seconds. Especially after the whole pajama thing went down. I mean, go ahead. All right.
One chair for you and a chair for the bottle of black.
Exactly. Right next to the bar. Thank you.
This was the moment that since he assumed the gas nozzles were turned off, he went to the faucet, which is a big, not just like a regular bathroom faucet, but
a
chemistry lab.
It's a big
faucet.
Hook faucet. Yeah, that comes down.
And so he throws, the guy is talking. He throws both valves open. And from the back of the room, you hear, whoosh, because the water is. Yeah, he's playing with the
water. He's playing with the faucets.
He's
now
playing with the water during the administrator's speech. And
I like
this is when it's like high school all over again, because he immediately cuts it off, and then there's tittering and laughing from our immediate circle because we know he's drunk. And then the other parents are looking shocked, and their mouth is agape. And the administrator says, in perfect teacher fashion, he says, is there a problem here?
Oh, really?
No. He's talking to parents.
Oh, they're such... They're out of it. They're so completely out of it in life and everything else. Good Lord.
And it was... And I looked at Rob Chubbuck. This is the guy that he dislikes. And I looked at him and I just gave him a knowing nod. I said, yeah, you're right.
So the administrator said that. Is there a problem
here? Is there a problem here?
Like he's incapable of...
Like he's dealing with 14-year-olds.
Like he's going to discipline you.
Yeah, what's he going to do? He's going to make us stay longer at your interminable evening of hell? No, this is going to be over in 7 minutes and I'm off to the library. And so he sort of regroups. And again, he's having trouble with his PowerPoint on his Promethean board, which is, they don't have blackboards anymore, Mike. They have the Promethean board, which
what's
is
what's
like
a Promethean board?
Like
it's a digital
monitor.
Imagine a cartoon. Imagine a blackboard that's digital.
Yeah. Think about like a 6-foot iPad.
Yeah.
And they can point and write on
everything's it. Everything's
like that. So he's,
but like each of them are like 25K.
Mm-hmm.
They're in every classroom.
And there's a
I thought those were the tubes where babies came from.
You get them tied.
Promethean tubes.
What's great is that every one of them has a sign that says, do not write on this with standard magic markers.
Yeah.
Because you know there's idiot teachers that have done it.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Right.
So at that point, this guy gets back online. And this is when I realized this guy had crested. He said, now, don't think that if there is anything wrong, this is the administrator speaking, if your child has any sort of special needs, if they are injured, if they're suffering disease, if they're differently mentally abled. And the drunk guy says from the back, you know, tards.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Oh, that's the crest. That's the crest right there. And was it audible? Did everybody hear
it? He's turned.
I think it made it to the front of the room. But the thing is, it was so shockingly inappropriate.
I literally
covered my eyes and looked down.
Mean drunk.
Yeah, but because he turned a little bit. But the good thing is we still had 6 more presentations. I got to watch him sober up. I think he missed one because he kept saying.
He went into the bathroom and was like, get your act together,
no,
man.
What was great is.
Splash cold water on his face.
Yeah, I would.
Right before we talked to the lady about, remember the yearbook presentation about the white packet? Before we talked to her, he kept saying, I really got to go to the bathroom. Is there a bathroom? We got to go to the bathroom. And that was the most important thing for him. And
Chris, his bladder's screaming at him. It's full of gin.
He's bursting with olives. And so Kristen says, here. This is Kristen Chubbuck. She says, here's an administrator's bathroom. He says,
I'm not an administrator. She says, just use it. And so, yeah. So and after that, I think he probably splashed some cold water. And we got to see him sort of come down. Total time spent there from 7 till 9:20. We got out of school at 9:30.
Was it worth it?
No.
Yeah.
Everything they told us for 2.5 hours could have been on one simply worded PDF.
Yeah, they're all going to graduate anyway.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You know,
public school, for Christ's sake. They're all going to graduate.
As a matter of fact, I picked up a form. Julia's graduating in 5 weeks. I just need to fill out all the applications. But anyway, back to school night is yet to come. That should be better because the teachers usually put on a pretty good show. Yeah, I have to because Carrie has a concert that night.
Once you get lit before you go to back to school,
yeah, let us
and you know how to, you know
call
how to
an Uber.
Yeah, call an Uber and you know how to cover yourself. I mean, yeah. You've done it on multiple shows, so I mean, you know, just do it that way.
Mike,
a lot of fun.
I'm doing it right now.
No, that's great. Congratulations.
But anyway, so that's parent night in a nutshell. And you know what? If that guy takes a couple aspirin, I'm sure he'll be fine.
You're a good man.
Before we go to break here, let me just say one thing. Tab Patterson, really sorry I made fun of your leg. Okay? I'm really sorry. Obviously, I offended you by calling your leg a drainage ditch.
Did he get hurt?
Well, he made reference to it. He took this gorgeous picture that I should point out was taken at night. Everything looks better at night, right, Tab?
That's right. Lakes, women.
Yeah, he took a picture of his lake or drainage ditch, as Mike calls it. And Tab, I've never been there, so I don't know about your Kentucky lake. You know, Robba, he loves his lake.
It's
doesn't
man-made,
he?
It, though, right?
It's a ditch.
Yeah, you can't swim in it.
Have you talked to Tab about the ditch? I mean, the lake.
I haven't talked to him in a while. I do know that he hates geese because they get in there and make it messy. And he's gone in and done.
Yeah,
he's like pulled seaweed and junk out of it. He loves.
Yeah, but
his
see,
lake.
Your average goose wouldn't be able to trash a lake.
Yes.
But a ditch, you know, one flock of geese could really trash the you know.
You know what? Maybe it's more of a pond.
It's for construction purposes only.
Tab, me to you. Sorry if you were bothered by that. I want more information on this lake.
The ditch.
It's like, what is it, Lake Wonderful or whatever?
No, Lake Awesome.
Lake Awesome. Please send us more information on your lake. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I will be Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of our show, Allison Seymour from Fox 5 stops by to pay us a visit. Do you know why?
Why, Tony?
She's doing a story on us.
Why do we deserve one?
Because we're fantastic.
I knew that.
Also on the show, comedian George Wallace. It's fantastic. Check it out. It's the Tony Perkins Show, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the free new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Tony, you might want to pass on to Allison that I will be in town the week of October 12th.
Hey, you want to book her on the show?
Yeah, but you know, just if they bring the, you know, the cameras. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, right? I'd love to have all those TV people, but I want to get a little
something action, out
of it. To be honest with you, otherwise it's 79 minutes of, how you been? Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall right around the corner, and that means back to school time. Kids hate it. People that have to go to the back to school night or whatever, what is it called?
Parents night.
Parents night. But mom and dad are tickle pink because it's easy to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. And now, because really back to school is almost here, if not here for almost everybody, time for those Halloween supplies, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
That's right. Time to get your Halloween purchases through Amazon. Anytime we purchase something through our Amazon page, we get a tiny percentage. So the next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. We remind you almost every week about this because it really does help the show. So please check it out today.
News!
Well, that Jared Fogel story burned for a while and then went away. Now it's back in the news because Subway is denying, this is bad, getting tipped about Jared Fogel's sexual interest in children years ago.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. The chain's refutation comes after a former Subway franchisee, Cindy Mills, told Business Insider that she had warned company executives about Fogel in 2008.
Mm. Wow.
Mills said Fogel, who was Subway's pitchman for 15 years, admitted to her that he'd had sex with minors and told her about trysts with child prostitutes. Now, here's the question I have. Why would he share this with this lady? That's what
I'm
curious
about.
Didn't
he have a relationship with an executive there? And that's alleged, but that's what I thought.
I'm not sure. Let me go more into this story. Told her all about this. Said he had child prostitutes, between ages 9 and 16.
What?
In Thailand and the U.S. She identified Jeff Moody, the former CEO of the Subway franchisee Advertising Fund Trust. Here's a corporation gone mad. What the F is that title? The former chairman of the Subway franchisee Advertising Fund Trust. I guess that's their co-op guy that does that. Subway responded Saturday evening by distancing themselves from Moody. Jeff Moody did not work for Subway's corporate offices and was never a member of the Subway management team. That's according to the company in an email. If he or any of his staff ever received complaints about Jared Fogle, he did not escalate them to Subway's management team. This sounds like a rather corporate heavy operation. Obviously, it would be. So we'll see what happens. As previously stated, they say we have no record of Cindy Mills' complaint to Jeff Moody, Subway said. We are continuing our investigation into this matter. Moody, who is now CEO of Rita's Italian Ice, well, that's nice that he's sending, supervising confections.
Yes.
He also denies speaking to Mills. So we'll see if this gets any thicker, but that's pretty bad if they knew about this and they let it
just
happen.
Just won't go away.
It won't go away. The MTV Video Music Awards last night. Highlights, do you want them? Here they are. Taylor Swift winning Video of the Year. Shocker.
Essentially the Taylor Swift show.
She deserves it.
Nicki Minaj calls Miley Cyrus the B word.
That was awkward.
That was plenty awkward.
Wow. Justin Bieber cried at the end of his performance. And Kanye West announced that he's running for president.
Kanye West, he should not be allowed to public speak anymore. Mm-hmm. Because it felt
why did they let him go? Why did they let him go for 12, 14
it
minutes?
It felt of his speech, he said, you know, I'm just going to tell him I'm running for president. Like, it was a stream of consciousness situation. Yeah. I sat there. And then, as you get older, you realize that the viewers aren't really your peers anymore. They're just kids, right?
Right, right.
And you look back at the Max of the world and younger. And does he sit there and he says, I have all this power over this youth. Now I'm going to run for president.
Happened. 2020. Well, no, he sees that a giant a-hole has done well, and he's a giant a-hole, and he's built his career on being an a-hole, and he gets more rewarded than any other. I can say this with good authority. This is not old fart talking here. This is social commentary, and I believe I am correct. We reward a-holes today more than we ever have. We used to chastise them. Now they are completely revered. Mm-hmm. Look at all you have to do is read the headlines. Kanye, I mean, he got 12 minutes without anybody playing him off. It was ridiculous.
Well, everyone wanted to see that really, really big t-shirt.
Yeah. Such wonderful style.
Wonderful, really.
Speaking of a-holes, probably not a good idea to invite Lindsay Lohan to your wedding. Some rich people learn that the hard way. Here's the report. She was not on her best behavior when she attended the wedding of a millionaire and a model in Italy earlier this month. Supposedly, here's what she did. She painted her nails during the ceremony.
Oh, no.
And she kept playing with her phone. At the reception, the announcer made a joke at her expense, and she was not happy about that. She stormed out and then proceeded to lose her mind. Here's what happens. A source says, quote, she took off all her clothes and got completely naked and was running around her villa screaming that she'd been drugged. An EMT showed up to check her out, but the source says she was fine. Quote, she could walk and talk. She wasn't slurring or anything. She was upset about the joke being made about her. She just wanted the attention. A rep for the groom tells the New York Post that none of this is true. That's the standard operating practice. But it's hard to give her the benefit of the doubt. Over the weekend, she posted a video that I watched of her doing some sexy dance on a yacht, and it sure looks like she's on drugs.
Saw it.
Yeah. So it's, she looks out of it in
the
that.
The caption
sloppy.
On TMZ, at least, was, if she's still on a yacht, she's doing something right.
That's true.
Absolutely. Still getting the right invites. Still got the A-list. The cast of the upcoming Richard Pryor movie is locked in. It's impressive. Mike Epps will play Pryor. We already knew that. Now we have Oprah playing his grandmother, who raised him while also running a brothel. Meanwhile, Eddie Murphy is playing Pryor's dad, Leroy Buck Carter Pryor. That's the role that Murphy will be playing. And Kate Hudson will play Richard Pryor's widow, Jennifer Lee. Lee Daniels is directing. That, to me, is a good move right there.
Yeah, I
love Lee Daniels. He's the guy from Empire, the Butler, and Precious. So that'll be an interesting movie to watch. I'm excited
and it will
about
probably
that.
Undo the bad flavor in our mouth. Because remember, he made JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling. Pryor made that sort of based on his own life, and it was badly received and not a good movie. I hope this pays the proper tribute to him because
I hope so.
You know, it would be great to sort of set
also,
the record straight.
You know, and the life, fascinating life, too.
Amazing
life,
a
lot of drama in there, and I'd like to see that. The sad truth is that the Vans parents actually have to worry about will probably never be this conspicuous. Parents in, I hope I've got the pronunciation right for our Sacramento friends, Natomas, California.
Okay.
That's a suburb of Sacramento. They were worried earlier this week following reports of a suspicious van driving around the streets of Sacramento, the suburb in Sacramento. The white van had free candy painted in red on its side, along with the handprints and smears leading to its rear doors. It also had no rear license plate. Here's the quote. It just felt like they were trying to attract kids, and it just gave me a creepy feeling. That's Dominique Bello told KOVR. She said her son took a photo of the vehicle after seeing it around town. It really looks like something out of a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right. I didn't know what was going on, so I just wanted to get evidence in case anything happened. That's nice. So we'll see what happens. As it turns out the van was a joke on wheels bound for this year's Burning Man Arts Festival. There's a tradition of Burning Man attendees driving art cars to the week-long party, which takes place in the Nevada desert. The decorated vehicles can get pretty outrageous, but it appears that some people just didn't see the dark humor in a free candy van. Duh. Yeah. I don't know what kind of candy?
Winter green.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
Shannon in the morning.
52-year-old Don Pemberton of Mesa, Arizona is an Ironman athlete, which means he does triathlons that include as follows: a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and 26.2-mile marathon at the end. Yeah. That's incredible.
What's the guy's name?
Don Pemberton.
I'm surprised I haven't seen him at any of the meets.
Triathletes.
He was out training earlier this month, was about 30 miles into a 90-mile bike ride when he ran into cardiac arrest. And even though he's insanely in good shape, it turns out one of his arteries was 85% blocked.
Ooh.
He managed to stumble towards the nearest building where he fell and blacked out, and it happens to be a Dunkin' Donuts. Even better, one of the employees happened to have CPR training. Her name is Hannah Bentley. Way to go, Hannah. She did chest compressions until paramedics showed up and took him to the hospital. Without Hannah, he would have died. So there you go. The donut place saves the healthy guy.
Right? I like that.
All right, good stuff. Some people luckier than the rest of us. A guy named Hubert Tang works as a bartender in San Francisco. He found a $20 bill in the international airport last Wednesday when he was leaving work, and he decided he doesn't gamble often, but he'd spend it on a lottery ticket, and it hit for $1 million.
Cool.
Good for him.
He told the local news he's planning to buy his mom a new car, but he won't be quitting his job. He also said he might start leaving $20 bills around the city as a way of paying it forward. I think that's a very cool story.
Totally
a little
cool
happiness before I share this last one for you. A little something, something.
Yeah.
A new poll found the five smells that make us feel most at home and the five smells around the house that we hate. I thought you might want to know
this. Yeah, please.
Here are five favorites. Coffee brewing. That's a good one. I like that one. Cookies baking. I love that smell. Clean sheets. Love clean sheets. The smell and the feel. Pot roast. That's another one.
Really?
If somebody's cooking pot
That's
roast.
That's excellent.
And pasta sauce. Hey, the gravy. Hey, make the gravy.
It smells so good for you.
The five we hate the most are cigarette smoke, garbage, the litter box, mold and mildew, and fish. The poll also found that the most common way we try to fight a bad smell is A, lighting a candle, B, an air freshener, C, opening a window, and they didn't put D down here. That's never visiting Pony Boy's apartment. Oh. Thank you.
Hey,
it's salmon night at Ponies.
Yes. Salmon and nicotine. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got a song I ain't got.
Hey there, Brendan Stopper here from WGMU Radio Camp. When I'm not at camp, I like learning about boats.
Boat.
Fruit fritters. And a lot more. There's no better way to do this than to purchase a TMOS bonus show pack.
Oh, yeah, I love those guys with stay-at-home dad Mike O'Mara. Well, gonna go get my bonus show package. See you next year, Brennan.
Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get your package now.
Because 5 hours a week
just ain't enough.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I do too. New favorite. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. I love Vistaprint. We all use Vistaprint, and I want you to try them too. Right now at Vistaprint.com, 500 business cards for just $9.99. All you have to do is enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. The best deal out there. It is the best way to promote a small business. There's just something so great about handing out a business card, especially when you make it on your own. Yeah. It makes a great first impression. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided like I did, and even raise print. I also did that. Ooh. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Plus, Vistaprint has the best customer service. Quit worrying about your layouts or logo design. Vistaprint can help you, and they guarantee you'll be happy. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% saving. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, August 31st, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
We lost a pretty big one over the weekend, Hollywood speaking. Wes Craven. He was, I believe, 76. He'd been battling brain cancer. And what's neat about him, he's made a lot of movies, but he sort of invented the modern horror movie with Nightmare on Elm Street,
an icon, yeah,
which scared the hell out of me as a kid.
That was big.
And then turned it on its ear when he made Scream.
Yeah.
And Scream was another great one. You'll never forget this scene.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, come on. You know I don't watch it.
Why not? Too scared?
No. No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting. So, who are you?
The question isn't, who am I? The question is, where am I?
So, where are you?
Your front porch.
Pretty great.
You know what? The original Scream.
Yeah.
Everybody saw it. Everybody loved it. The original Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. Everybody saw it. And then, you know, I didn't see all 7,000 sequels of both movies. So.
You know what? Scream held up pretty good. Yeah. I mean, obviously the first one was great. Yeah. But
you know what's the best part of the Scream? And this is where audio is so important. The best part of Scream is that voice. You know,
yep.
I'm on your front.
So she can't just run out the front door.
Right.
Right.
She's just like run upstairs.
The processed voice in the Saw movies is the scariest part of it.
You'll, Saw still freaks me out.
Yeah.
Saw's when it's freaky. On cable, I'm like, absolutely.
When you mentioned Nightmare on Elm Street, they asked Wes Craven not too long ago what it is about Freddy Krueger that made him such a great horror villain.
Cogent, articulate, devious, clever, resourceful villain. It's not like just supernatural that he shows up someplace. Freddy figured it out, you know, and he kind of knew where you slept. And that kind of villain, I think, is always more frightening than this. So he's just really, really smart.
He understands the ticks of making people scared. That's true.
Yeah, a little weird.
One of my first, boob shots. Great nudity in these films, right?
Yes, of course.
Was when he killed one of the
guys. It's explained in Scream. There's got to be a girl who shows her boobs so she can be killed
On a waterbed. When he took someone out on a waterbed, I remember as a kid being like, "Oh my god, that's so awesome!" And what are those? It was awesome. Yeah.
And so violent, you know, helping that. I mean, really, just the kind of violence that just absolutely makes you stay up at night. You know, hey, it's a good thrill. People like horror movies, and he was the best of the business.
Wes Craven, brought up in a very religious household, was only allowed to watch Disney movies. So an odd career choice for him.
There you go, parents. Remember that. You don't have to go to a conference to know that.
That's true. Mike, it was been labeled the most unsuccessful major Hollywood opening in the history of Hollywood. I think they qualified it. It had to be a movie that opened on over 3,000 screens. Zac Efron's new movie, We Are Your Friends, about him as a club jock, had the worst opening of any major opening ever. And I pulled this tape for you because I know you're...
Save me a drive up to Bangor.
I know you're planning on being a club jock.
Absolutely,
I wanted you to hear the magic of being a DJ, Mike.
It's the DJ's job to get the crowd out of their heads and into their bodies. I like to start them off at about 125 beats per minute. Once you've locked onto their heart rate, you start bringing them up song by song. 128 beats per minute. That's the magic number.
You were good out there. You really know how to work a crowd.
Play me something.
So as long as you keep that in mind, Mike, you'll be a success. Another Hollywood supergroup has put out a release. This is actually not as bad as I thought it would be. I think largely because of Alice Cooper and Joe Perry, but also Johnny Depp. They have a band called Hollywood Vampires, and here they are covering The Who.
That Johnny Depp?
Yes. Just cause we could get around. I'm sure they have some help.
I would see them regardless.
I would
It'd
too.
It'd be fun to see that.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Novelty of it, right? Yeah.
And we close with this, Mike. Here's something we beat the Huffington Post to. Remember when we decided the funniest thing about Donald Trump is the way he says China?
China.
They
China.
Did the greatest 3-minute montage of him talking about a country he is not very fond of.
You go over to China.
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 I love them. China.
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 I have to have my China.
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 Every one of them is different.
China.
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 China now.
China.
China. You know. China.
I know China very well. China.
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 China. China. China.
Northwest Wisconsin, where I'm from.
It's China to me. China.
China. And the amazing China, thing China, is China, you can do the show China, close China, and it'll still be going. So let's go ahead and close China, the vault. That's your magic China, audio China, vault. China, have a China, great China, Monday,
like,
everybody.
Like
China,
that.
China, China.
China, China. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show's come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, a letter or package can go to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. This is the time to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag.
Do it.
Email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, join us again for another episode tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.